AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Some Western officials involved in the talks tell the AP some issues are being resolved with Iran on its nuclear program, but other issues still need to be worked out. The deadline for a preliminary agreement is Tuesday. The former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, wants to put on the brakes.
I would say stop all engines on this nuclear deal. Take a step back. Really take a deep dive look at everything going on in the Middle East.
Flynn was on Fox News Sunday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says it's up to Iran to reach an agreement. Long before the explosion in Manhattan that leveled three buildings, the local utility company says a gas line was illegally tapped.
The utility company Con Edison says on August 6th, a meter reader at the restaurant detected the smell of gas and reported it. A crew dispatched to the building found multiple leaks in a gas line that had been tapped, even though the restaurant was the only customer authorized to receive gas. The discovery led Con Ed to shut down service to the building for about 10 days while the owner made repairs. City officials suspect that leaking natural gas was the source of Thursday's explosion and fire, which sparked a raging blaze that took hundreds of firefighters to put out. Julie Walker, New York.
18 of the 23 people injured when an Air Canada jet skidded off a runway in Halifax, Nova Scotia, are out of the hospital.
All of us at Air Canada are greatly relieved that there have been no critical injuries as a result of this incident.
That is Klaus Gurash with the Air Canada. The plane from Toronto made a hard landing in bad weather in Halifax. Egypt's top prosecutor has declared 18 Muslim Brotherhood members, including the group's leader and his deputy, as terrorists. U.S. Border Patrol is expanding search and rescue teams along the Rio Grande River in Texas. There have been at least 16 drownings there since October. More immigrants are using a more dangerous crossing into South Texas to avoid detection. This is AP Radio News. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley says it's time someone other than a person named Bush or Clinton runs for president.
The presidency of the United States is not some crown to be passed between two families. It is an awesome and sacred trust that to be earned and exercised on behalf of the American people.
O'Malley was on ABC's This Week and is thinking about running for president. So are former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Martin O'Malley says this country always benefits from new leadership and new perspectives. Today is Palm Sunday, the start of Holy Week.
E pensiamo ai nostri fratelli e sorelle.
At the Vatican, Pope Francis wore bright red vestments to recall Jesus' death by crucifixion. Also, crowds of faithful gathered in Jerusalem's Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional site of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.